Hello, everyone. This is your Trots Talk podcast for another week from your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando. Welcome again.
Hello, Andrew. Another big week in harness racing, of course.
It certainly is, and all those standard bred horses from the eastern states arrived into Perth earlier this week, and now the countdown is well underway for the Inter-Dominion over there.
Yeah, it sure is. So the Inter-Dominion Perth gets underway next Friday night at Gloucester Park with the first round of heats. And yeah, many of the horses on the eastern side flew over to Perth on Sunday, and that includes New South Wales Three Hopes, which is Ultimate Art, Freyberg and Bling It On. Actually, Ultimate Art and Freyberg, they shared a crate on a plane from Sydney with the thoroughbred Terra Vista. And they all then flew down to Melbourne, and more horses were loaded on, like Bling It On and the early Inter-Dominion fancies, Hector JJ and Lenny the Shark. And I spoke to Michael Formosa yesterday, the trainer-driver of Ultimate Art, and he said that they are trying to organise some sort of trial for the Inter-Dominion hopefuls at Gloucester Park on Friday night. So I'm not sure where they are with that. Michael said he'll most likely give Ultimate Art a hit out at Pinjarra Trials at this Sunday, because the track's only 10 minutes away from where they are staying. But, yeah, so that's one to keep an eye on to see if, yeah, they are going to trial at Gloucester Park Friday night. As for Ultimate Art, he's currently a $61 chance, Andrew, in the Tabfix Dodds all-in market, while Bling It On, he came in for $26 from originally opening up at $71 after he caused that minor upset meaning Lenny the Shark at Melton on the weekend. So he went 151.4 to beat Lenny by half the neck in that group race. And driver Luke McCarthy, he was extremely happy, as we all heard on yesterday's on the pace program. And the horses had the perfect preparation for the Inter, he said. And he's just having, you know, he's just had three starts back from a spell. So, you know, is that $26 good value, Andrew?
Yeah, look, the way he performed the other day, he's got to be around the mark somewhere. Hector JJ with the tab.com.au fixed odds market to win the overall series is the favourite at 320. Lenny the Shark at 4. Ohaka Punter now over there with Gary Hall at $8. Smolder at 16. And then you mentioned just a couple of the others. Bling It On at 26 with Guaranteed and Restrepo. And a couple of other local horses. Our Jimmy Johnston's there at 35. But that's for the overall grand final to be run on the 9th of December. They've moved it to a Friday night this year, haven't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it was on Sunday last year. But yeah, Friday night this year, yeah, the three heats in within a week, and then, yeah, the final the following Friday. So, yeah, it's going to be a really exciting series. You know, a few weeks ago, everyone just thought it was between Lenny the Shark and Hector JJ, but in the last couple of weeks, it's really opened up.
Yeah, it certainly has. Can't wait to see it all unfold from Friday week. A lot more on that right across Sky Sports Radio. Now, what's happening with some Victorian features?
Yeah, look, well, we're talking about interstate invasions. Obviously, Bling It On won at Melton on Saturday night. And a New South Wales horse that went really well at Melton on Saturday night as well was On Thunder Road. He ran a cracking race to finish second in the Maori time in the Group 1 Bill Collins Sprint. He galloped shortly after the start, but he made a ton of ground. And what a run, a career-best time to finish where he did, considering they went 155.4. I spoke to trainer-driver Darren Hancock last week, and when he was on his way down to Victoria, and he said he's going to aim On Thunder Road at some of the cup races that are coming up in Victoria. So, and I'm sure the Trotting Grand Prix and the Great Southern Star, both at Tabcorp Park Melton early next year, will be on the agenda. So, yeah, unfortunately for the Victorians, that's not the last we're going to see of On Thunder Road in the next sort of few months.
Well, money's the same in each state, and it's pretty good, so you just go where you can pick it up.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, they've got a lot of group races for the trotters down there. So, yeah, and On Thunder Road racing is well as any of them, so why not?
Well, exactly. Tell us about Tabcorp Park Menangle on Saturday night. We've got an 8-race card there. We've got a Group 3, the Norm's Daughter Stakes, as one of the features.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, it's a cracking race. Arms of an Angel is the favourite for the race. I think she's currently $1.20. She's drawn wide in Barrier 9, but look, she showed she's back to her best after winning at Menangle last Tuesday week. The classy mare, she had a few issues. She had a liver infection and another infection in the lining of her stomach, which ultimately saw her off the racetrack for 6 months, Andrew. But look, going by her win last week, I think she's back to her best. We also see the return of the two stablemates intact, Hayley's Delight and Millwood Liberty, in this mare's feature race Saturday night. Both mares have had about a month away from the racetrack, and another one making its racetrack return is the Amanda Turnbull train, Better Be Cool. So it should be a cracking race.
Yeah, that's a really strong race, as you mentioned, with Arms of an Angel for the Tritons. We'll wait and see in the Group 3 race. What else at Menangle on Saturday night, or is there something missing?
Yeah, no, there's a free-for-all on the program, and it's a pretty good race. We see All Black Stride taking on Lombo Kota Kinabalu, so that'll be a great head-to-head battle. All Black Stride is the new kid on the block in this free-for-all racing, basically, and he proved what ability he has when he led, and he set up that really fast tempo in the Kevin Newman free-for-all last month, and he ended up finishing second to Lenny the Shark when they went that 149.9. On the other hand, Lombo Kota Kinabalu, he bounced back into the winner's circle last weekend at Menangle. He went 155 over the 2,300 metres. And, yeah, All Black Stride and Lombo, they've drawn in barriers 9 and 10 respectively. And Better Bet Black, Sydney's fastest beginner, he's drawn in barrier 8 and he won yesterday at Menangle. So it's going to be a great tactical race.
Well, it will be. It'll be on from the start because you'd think Better Bet Black's going to go forward off the quick pace that the horse has got.
Yeah, most definitely. So that's his biggest
biggest
main
asset,
really.
Yeah, exactly. Yana's Hotspot came back with that win. How do you think the Tritons are happy there going forward into this preparation?
I'd say so. I haven't had a chance to catch up with Shane and Lauren. But he won very impressively the other week to bounce back. So, He won in a pretty slick time to win that President's Cup at Penrith last week. But, I'm sure they're very happy with him.
Big night it was, Penrith, last week. A lot of spring into summer brings out the very best. We've spoken about the Inter-Dominion, but a lot of other good horses are not over there in Perth. They're back here and they're racing, and you'll see them at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Have you got a good thing for Menangle just while we're on that meeting?
Yeah, most definitely. I had a quick glance at the meeting. It's a cracking meeting. But one horse that really stood out to me last week, who I've marked as my best bet for this weekend, is in race 3, number 7, Our White Knight. He's been very consistent of late. And, he ran another great race last weekend. He was only beaten half a head when they ran home in some very fast sectionals. And he went 152 to win over the mile. 3 starts to go and faces that distance again. So I really like him. So, race 3, number 7.
Okay, Our White Knight, race 3, number 7. You've got 8 races there. The first race just before 7 o'clock at 12 minutes to 7. And the Norm's Daughter Stakes is the feature of the Group 3 and that free-for-all. So, and a strong race. Now, we had a Blaney last weekend, but this Sunday is their major meeting. It's the big Carnival of Cups.
Yeah, it's the tab.com.au Carnival of Cups there at Blaney this Sunday. Fields aren't out yet. They'll be out later this afternoon. They had some heats at that track last weekend. Some horses that are, I had a look at the noms, and some horses nominated for the main feature, which is the Blaney Cup, include the Amanda Turnbull's very impressive Kiwi import, Parramatta, which obviously won the PJ Hall Memorial last week at Penrith. And Amanda also has Chum Lee nominated for that race. So, could and Beatson's also nominated. So, it could turn out to be a really great race.
Yeah, it will be. So that's Blaney on Sunday. And, of course, the upcoming Carnival of Cup meetings, we've got Bathurst coming up on Boxing Day, December 26th, and then New Year's Eve. It's always a massive one down at Albury, and we've got one at Parks on New Year's Eve as well. So the Carnival of Cup series well and truly underway for another season, Amanda.
Yeah, and it's I had the pleasure of going to many of these race meetings last season, and they're always a lot of fun. So it's all starting to wind up now. So it's going to be a very good summer, I'd say, Andrew.
I reckon it will be for sure. As I say, Blaney on Sunday afternoon. All right, that's another Trots Talk podcast. Amanda Rando is going to be live on the radio, live come Saturday morning at just after 10:30 with all the winners there for every race at Tabcorp Park Menangle. Repeating a best at this stage is race 3, number 7, Our White Night, but she'll be on air just after 10:30 on Saturday morning. Thanks a lot, Amanda. We'll talk to you next week.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Amanda Rando and our Trots Talk podcast there from your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.